Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
High stakes at the high court.
A case that could overturn Roe v. Wade.
Michigan school shooting.
We have tragically lost 3 students. Another 8 people were injured.
Cuomo off the air at CNN.
We have suspended Chris indefinitely pending further evaluation.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. It's an important day at the U.S. Supreme Court as the justices hear arguments in a Mississippi abortion case, a ban on the procedures after 15 weeks. CBS's Jan Crawford says the future of abortion rights in America could be at stake.
Shannon Brewer has spent most of her working life on the front lines in the fight over abortion.
This is the one that worries me more than any of them.
That's what abortion rights opponents like Debbie Goodman have long hoped for.
I believe in the power of prayer. I feel like prayer works.
With 3 new conservative justices, all appointed by former President Trump, who supported overturning Roe, some see this case as their best chance.
I do hope that they outlaw Roe v. Wade.
Brewer says she knows what would happen.
They would definitely ban abortion in Mississippi immediately. And several other states, too.
21 states already passed laws to ban all or almost all abortions if Roe is overturned, while more liberal states are taking steps to protect access to abortion.
Now to Oxford, Michigan. CBS's Nancy Chen is covering the aftermath of a high school shooting that left 3 students dead and 8 people wounded.
A 15-year-old sophomore armed with a semi-automatic gun, firing at least 12 rounds.
It was loaded and still contained 7 rounds of ammunition. When they took it from him, that, again, I believe, interrupted what potentially could have been 7 more victims.
Police do not yet know the shooter's motive.
I have seen him around the school, and he's like, he's a kid. You know, he's just a regular kid that goes to school.
Trayshawn Bryant, a senior, said the suspect had been bullied, and he stayed home from school after hearing threats about a possible shooting. The Oakland County Sheriff's Office says if there were earlier warning signs, they were never notified. Cassidy O'Neill is a junior at Oxford High School.
When we heard the shots, I didn't understand that they were like gunshots. Like, this doesn't happen at Oxford. This doesn't happen at my school.
4 people, including a police officer, are dead just south of Atlanta after a shootout during a domestic disturbance call. The suspect and 2 women also died. A child and another officer were wounded. A concern over the Omicron variant of the coronavirus is leading to new travel restrictions, including for U.S. citizens. CBS's David Begno.
The CDC confirmed they are working to modify the testing requirements for travel into the United States. Right now, travelers have to be tested within 72 hours of departing to go to the United States. But the White House may soon announce that travelers be tested one day before boarding flights, regardless of their vaccination status or the state of COVID in the country that they're coming from.
The House panel investigating the Capitol attack plans to seek contempt charges against former Justice Department official Jeffrey Clark, who's accused of trying to help former President Trump overturn the election. Former Trump Chief of Staff Mark Meadows has now agreed to cooperate with the committee on a limited basis. Well, CNN has suspended one of its on-air hosts, Chris Cuomo, indefinitely. Anderson Cooper delivered the news last night.
New documents released this week indicated that Chris was more intimately involved than previously known in helping his brother, former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, craft a defense amid a flurry of sexual misconduct allegations.
Cuomo has not commented on the action. In testimony to state investigators over the summer, he said of his brother, "I love him to death. I only got one." In New York, a woman using the name Jane will be back on the witness stand today in the sex trafficking trial of Jeffrey Epstein confidant Ghislaine Maxwell. CBS's Mola Lenghi says she told the jury she was abused by Epstein for years, first when she was 14 years old.
You could hear the discomfort in her voice as she testified, the sighs and the deep breaths before answering questions, at times getting emotional, and often sounding deflated, especially when she was recalling the more graphic details.
The woman is one of four alleged victims due to testify.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
A police officer in Tucson, Arizona has been fired after he was accused of fatally shooting a 61-year-old man in a wheelchair suspected of shoplifting after he pulled a knife. Police Chief Chris Magnus says he was disturbed and troubled by the officer's action.
His use of deadly force in this incident is a clear violation of department policy and directly contradicts multiple aspects of our use of force and training.
An attorney for the former cop says he had no non-lethal options in the confrontation. Celebrity Dr. Mehmet Oz, who critics say has peddled pseudoscience, is now a political candidate. In a video on social media, Oz says he's running as a Republican for Pennsylvania's open U.S. Senate seat.
Pennsylvania needs a conservative who will put America first, one who can reignite our divine spark, bravely fight for freedom, and tell it like it is.
Oz says he's taken on the medical establishment and says the government has mishandled the pandemic. A federal judge has blocked President Biden's federal vaccine mandate for health care workers, which had been due to take effect next week. This expands an earlier ruling by a different court that temporarily stopped it in 10 states that had brought legal action. A federal expert panel has recommended approval of Merck's pill to treat COVID-19. CBS's Dr. David Agus says it will likely get emergency use authorization.
The vote was 10 to 13, so 13 in favor, 10 against. And it was contentious because the original data for this pill showed a 50% drop in hospitalization. Upon re-review of the data, it dropped to 30%.
A COVID pill from Pfizer that has shown better results will get consideration next. Basketball superstar LeBron James.
LeBron with the steal all the way, LBJ!
Was not doing any of that last night. He missed the Lakers' win over Sacramento because he's in the NBA's health and safety protocols. It's not clear if he has tested positive for COVID-19. Well, back in 1911, a copy of the book New Chronicles of Rebecca was checked out of a library in Boise, Idaho. After 110 years, the book is now turned up at the city's main library. Who returned it is a mystery. It's thought the book was brought to a library branch back in late October.
Hello, snack lovers. Curb your cravings with My Mochi ice cream. Imagine a scoop of rich, creamy, premium ice cream in your favorite flavor. Now imagine that scoop wrapped up in the sweetest, softest dough known to mankind. That's My Mochi ice cream. Sweet, chewy, cool, and creamy, all in one bite. It's quite possibly the most joyfully chill sensation you've ever had in your life. My Mochi ice cream comes in tons of fabulous flavors, like strawberry, mango, cookies and cream, and double chocolate. Each box of My Mochi ice cream has 6 perfectly portioned mochis that are about 80 calories each, and it's also gluten-free. You can find My Mochi at Target or visit MyMochi.com to find a grocery store near you. That's MyMochi.com. Discover the joyfully chill sensation of My Mochi ice cream today.
With relations between the U.S. and Russia at their lowest point in decades, the top diplomats of the two countries will meet face-to-face.
The U.S. and its allies have become increasingly concerned with Russia's behavior, especially its buildup of troops along Ukraine's border. Many of the nations gathered here in Riga have expressed their worries. Secretary of State Blinken will now meet with the Russian foreign minister tomorrow in Sweden. after his talks with the Ukrainian foreign minister. Ukraine has been calling for more sanctions on Russia. Cammy McCormick, CBS News, Riga, Latvia.
3 years ago, California approved the first law requiring women on boards of publicly traded companies. Today, a judge begins hearing evidence on whether that law violates the state constitution by mandating a gender-based quota. The law requires companies headquartered in California to have up to 3 women board members by January. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
I'm Mo Rocca, and I'm excited to announce season 4 of my podcast, Mobituaries. I've got a whole new bunch of stories to share with you about the most fascinating people and things who are no longer with us. From famous figures who died on the very same day to the things I wish would die, like buffets. Listen to Mobituaries with Mo Rocca on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.